They are everywhere, right before you and hidden around the globe. From every nook and cranny, the world's weirdest, most bizarre, unimaginable, and dumbest moments are brought to you. From places all the way up to us humanoids, the world will never cease to amaze you. The Back Porch USA, TBP-USA, brought to you by Anchor.fm. Well, hey there, and welcome to my back porch, the Back Porch USA, TBP-USA, where the weird, bizarre, unimaginable, and the world's dumbest moments are what's up. So grab yourself a glass of lemonade and kick off your shoes for a bit while I tell you what's going on. Chris Thomas, also known as Space Rogue, started Cyber Squirrel 1 in 2013 and states that squirrels, birds, rats, and snakes are responsible for causing up towards 1,700 power cuts, affecting around 5 million people, and $8 billion in financial damages. Squirrels top the list, averaging at 879 attacks on U.S. power grids yearly. You can visit Cyber Squirrel 1 yourself for more in-depth information and stats from around the globe at www.cybersquirrel1.com. In July of 2020, a disturbing discovery was made in the local squirrel population just south of Denver, Colorado. Game wardens found a squirrel with the bubonic plague. As you probably gathered, I'm not a big fan of squirrels in general. I find them to be devious vermin who are slowly staging small wars against the human race. The thought of a squirrel being a biological spearhead with the bubonic plague in an ongoing animals versus humans war is definitely spine-tingling. But, as of a year after the original findings, it appears to have remained isolated to a single squirrel. Now, don't ask me how the critters managed to only have a single contraction of the bubonic plague. My mind would ponder forever and a day over squirrels running biological warfare laboratories up in the wilderness of the Rocky Mountains, looking for the newest super mutating virus, guarded by mountain lions and bears, while their kinfolk, the prairie dogs, are on their front line and infested with disease. Now, all these animals, they don't live isolated lives. Hell, even the skunks are in cahoots with the squirrels. And, yeah, here's a good example. In an incident back in 2008, I was out prairie dog hunting with my dad. I was about to take a 50-yard pot shot, easy as pie, at one of the disgusting little varmints when I witnessed four free-range bulls come hoofing up to the dingy dog's hole. At first, they surrounded the prairie dog's hole while they watched me, waiting for me to make my move. I could have walked away, but this kind of animal camaraderie had me flummoxed. When I refused to give way, the four bulls formed into a line and began pushing me backwards and away from my target's hole in the ground. Those bulls refused to let up until I was more than 200 yards away and well out of firing range of the damn prairie dog. I had taken pot shots at the four bulls, each bullet creating small clouds of dirt at their feet. Yet they never faltered. They never flinched. They never fled until I was safely away from their little friend's home. In the animal kingdom, we see that each animal has its own social or antisocial behaviors, but what's really going on beyond our limited sights? I highly doubt that there are fully organized bands of wildlife insurgents, but something has been going on over the years, and from what I can gather, we humans are the ultimate target. From every side, we've pushed animals out, away from their homes. We've polluted their homes with garbage and chemicals on both land and in water. As we have encroached upon them, They have moved, but now they are pushing back. And it is the squirrels that have frontline access to every home across the world. They lay in wait and leave us guessing on when and where the next attack will be. Stay tuned to more episodes of the Back Porch USA, TBP-USA, for tales of the animal war, both past and present. With that being said, we're going to jump into commercial break for a moment, and I'll see you when we get back. Welcome back to the Back Porch USA, TBP-USA. We're going to kick off this segment with Chucky on the Loose in Texas and Trial by Combat. The Texas Department of Public Safety said an Amber Alert that was issued for the cursed doll Chucky from Child's Play was a test that accidentally got sent out. They had one job, and that was to run a test. That's like Hawaii when they said that there was nukes coming their way. It was sent out to subscribers of the Texas Alert System 3 times on January 30th, describing Chucky wearing his blue denim overalls with multicolored striped long sleeve shirt, and was seen last wielding a huge kitchen knife. He was suspected of abducting Glenn Ray, the cursed doll's son from the film Seed of Chucky, and included photos of both movie characters. They had one job. I don't get it. How can you screw that up? Anyways, the Texas Department of Safety said that it was actually just a test that they were running on a server, and it was accidentally went out. I don't know how you can accidentally. Somebody planned that. Somebody was like, dude. They probably got stoned off their ass, and they were like, dude, let's check this out. Hey, dude, check this out. If I push this button, it's going to go live. Oh, my God. Morons. Morons. They want DHS or DPS wanted to apologize for the inconvenience. I tell you, it takes every kind of stupid to run the world. Moving on to Trial by Combat. I just want to say right off the bat that this story was actually inspired by a similar court case in 2015 to settle a monetary dispute. 40-year-old David Ostrom told the court that his ex-wife Bridget had destroyed him legally. That's when Ostrom decided he wanted to settle their custody battle using traditional Japanese dueling methods. Ostrom said it would allow him to duke it out with his ex or her attorney on the field of battle, where he would rend their souls from their corporeal bodies. Big words for a dude who doesn't even know how to duel. To accommodate the duel, Ostrom asked that the Iowa District Court allow him 12 weeks of lead time to either make or find some samurai swords. Dude, you don't even know how to duel, and you're gonna make a sword? Okay. Guy's starting to sound kinda nuts, I'd say. Ostrom asserted, to this day, Trial by Combat has never been explicitly banned or restricted as a right in the United States. That the antiquated method had been used as recently as 1818 in British court. That's 200 years ago, and in Britain, we used to have gun duels here in the States too, and you know, you don't see people facing down at high noon. No siree, we have moved forward from the antiquated ways. Ostrom stated, I think I've met my ex-wife's attorney's absurdity with my own absurdity. Well, no shit, Sherlock. I would say that's pretty absurd. Pretty damn absurd. He added that his ex-wife was well within her rights to choose her attorney as a champion, because apparently women aren't all capable of wielding swords. And if you believe that, I think my wife might have something to say about that. 10 to 1, if I pissed my wife off bad enough, she might chase me with a sword. No, I don't really believe that, but I do have an ex who chased me around with a kitchen knife once. Mrs. Ostrom's attorney, of course, filed a resistance to the motion, stating that Bridget and the potential combatant do have souls to be rendered. They respectfully request that the court not order this done, that the court also suspend Ostrom's visitation rights, and that he receive a psychological evaluation. Okay, the dude's already pissed off and he wants to do swordplay with you guys, and you want to take away his visitation rights. Just because he doesn't like his ex-wife doesn't mean that you take away his rights to his kids. Just because he's being unruly and saying he wants to duel with katanas or samurai swords doesn't mean that you full-on blow up and say, hey, this dude can't see his kids. Am I right? I don't think so. Ostrom retorted that trial by combat wasn't always won by death. The duel could also be called when one of the parties cries craven and yields to the other. Now that should ring a bell for some of my fans out there, because 10 to 1, you watched Game of Thrones, didn't you? Well, if you did, then you would know, and I had to look it up because I've never watched Game of Thrones. Calling craven is straight out of Game of Thrones. Respondent and counsel have proven themselves to be cravens by refusing to answer the call to battle. Thus, they should lose this motion by default. If the opposing party decided otherwise, he would like to proceed using a blunted practice style of swordplay. Now, this just goes to show this guy is scared shitless. He's at his wit's end. He is fighting everything that he can. His children, his life, his world. You're threatening to take that away from him. He's saying, okay, well, you want to take that away? You want to do this to me? Well, let's duel then. Let's see who the winner is. Oh, my God. But now, you can see he's backing off. He wants to use blunted practice-style swordplay. So now he wants to use fake swords, blunted fake swords, and just beat the hell out of somebody with it. Ostrom's request, like I said, was inspired by a similar case in 2015 when a New York-based lawyer requested a trial by combat to settle a monetary dispute, which was handled in the same manner and ultimately refused by the judge. Ostrom claims he's neither violent nor insane, but rather just wanted to spotlight the hardship on himself and his children that had come from the court's bias against men in cases of custody and financial support. Well, I know for one, personal experience, most courts are biased towards men when it comes to custody, and usually do rule in favor of the man having to pay monetary values. With that being said, we're going to wrap this up with one little extra bonus here for you. This one's called Retropooption. It's going on for just one more day, folks. One more day in Lexington, Kentucky. At the Lexington Humane Society, donors can pay $10 to get retribution for their broken hearts by having their exes' names inscribed on the inside of litter boxes to be used by the shelter's cats. Our adorable kitties have your back and will dump all over your ex, the shelter said in a Facebook post. Cats can be spiteful creatures, and trust us, they are more than happy to take a number two on your former number one. So if you folks, if you're out in Lexington, Kentucky area, run in there before they stop offering this and get some retropooption. With that being said, we're done for the night. I appreciate you stopping in. I hope you enjoyed the stories. Hope you enjoyed the commentary. And I am out. I'll catch you on the flip side. Well, hey there. I hope you had a really good time tonight. I know I did. It was great as always. Thanks for tuning in to the Back Porch USA, TBP-USA. By the way, did you know that the squiggly line is called a tilde? I didn't. We're not going to use it. Don't forget that you can get a hold of me at thebackporchusa@gmail.com, as well as reaching out through facebook.com/thebackporchusa or the Facebook group, The Back Porch USA Productions Group. You can also leave me a voice message on anchor.fm/TBP-USA for your chance to be featured on a future episode. The music that was used in the introduction was provided by Audiolib. It is called Dragon and Toast by Kevin McLeod. With that being said, Eller's out. I'll catch you on the flip side.